to work. Bryant the drive. Oh! Kobe Bryant on a rack attack. Three. Eligible defense. Oh! LeBron James with no regard for human life.
Iguodala to Curry. Back to Iguodala. Up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James.
Here comes McCready. Oh, he just sucked the gravity right out of the building.
I like my meatballs spicy.
Irving and Curry. One-on-one. Irving puts it up.
Back three, high arcing shot, he backs it in. Oh, Luka Doncic, such a clutch three-pointer.
Irving, step back three. Oh, Kyrie Irving buries it for the lead.
Hey.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the inaugural edition of a brand new NBA podcast, sort of, kind of, maybe, to you. This is Hoop There It Is. I actually start this podcast with some buddies of mine who I imagine will be coming back from the dead. I don't know if that's an appropriate thing to say right now, but they will be coming back to the show at some point. But we are here on Shooting the Sports-ish, brand new sports podcast network, which I told CJ off stream. I don't like the word network, but this is a brand new episode. I'm just saying shit, just to say it. But we're bringing all sorts of stuff here. If you guys haven't already, please make sure you hit that red subscribe button down below. It'll also be at the end of the video, which you'll listen to the whole thing, because we would love you to do that. It's great for views. It's great for the algorithms. But we would love for you to do that. Check it out. We'll be on podcasts as well. We're getting that all set up in the next 2 weeks, man. We're going to have, you can listen to us on podcasts. You can listen to us on YouTube. Lots of great stuff. Daily sports odds. Daily highlight shows come in next week. Daily wrestling coming next week. And then we have NBA, NFL, everything in your wildest imaginations. We'll work on MLB and NHL as well. I've said enough. CJ, what's up, brother?
I'm good. How are you?
Dude, I'm, you know, that was a hell of a basketball game tonight. I see you, you're rocking your Celtics jersey. And
Havlicek.
Who is it?
Havlicek, old school Havlicek.
Oh, that's fucking, no, that's fucking awesome, though. But CJ's obviously a Celtics fan. Unfortunately, as a Texan, a resident of Texas, he's also a Patriots fan, and we're talking football and basketball together on this network, so it's going to be something interesting. Let's just jump right into it, man. We're going to talk about the playoff games. Dame time, man. We talked about Dame time a lot. Every pundit did, right? Like, Damian Lillard got his way. Yeah, dude, they said that he was going to come in. He's going to play the bubble. Hey, Charles Barkley said the Blazers were winning that series against the Lakers, and then they got the gentleman sweep, win one, lose the next four. Is Dame time overrated, man? Are we wrong about the underrated thing? Is he actually a little bit on the overrated side?
I think, like, TNT and ESPN made him overrated, but, like, as a player, I don't know if he's overrated, but... like, coming to, like, media, definitely, for sure, overrated.
For so, sure. Here's my thing, right? I was talking to some buddies about this. We fought over and over again. My buddy said that Dame time is the most Mamba mentality player, the player with the most Mamba mentality that exists in the NBA. And I, with 100% doubt in my mind, do not agree with that. Because Dame disappears on the big stage, man. Like, he does these great things in the regular season, and other than 2 years... he didn't make it out of the first round, and he's a bum in these, in like, in elimination games, right? Like, he is just no good. Where was he this series? Injured in that first blowout, injured, left the bubble. That ain't fucking Mamba.
No. Okay. He's a quitter, in my opinion. He's like Boogie. He's a better version of Boogie.
He's a better vision. Okay, you have to expand on calling him Boogie Cousins.
Okay, well, here's the stigma behind Boogie is that, like, he's a quote-unquote loser or quitter or whatever, unless you're, like, a Sacramento fan, you love him. But, like, kind of disappears, and, like, when you need him the most, in my opinion, anyway. Lillard, like, okay, so say the Blazers were, they won game one, obviously. Say they won 3-0. Say they're up 3-0. Is he hurt?
That's what I'm
saying. Is he not playing game four if they're up 3-0?
That's what I'm saying, right? Like, in, like, if we're talking about, like, Mamba mentality with these guys, right? Like, I get it. I get that people love Dame Lillard. He plays in Portland. Portland doesn't get the media love until
he's fun
playoffs.
To watch.
A ton of fun to watch. And he has crazy range. And we saw last year he had an outstanding run. until he hit the Golden State Warriors, which were beatable for the Blazers.
Yep.
No, CJ McCollum and Carmelo Anthony weren't beating the Lakers this year. Absolutely not. But I did feel like he quit. Scored 26 points game one, and then the basket just closed on him. And then where was he? Injured, and then out? I mean, you couldn't stay with your team to at least
injured.
Watch. Yeah, right. Well, I mean, like he went to see a knee surgeon, and he's fine now. Not injured. But you could stay in the bubble and watch your team lose that last game and be there for him, right?
Like Giannis, he was there in the hallway the whole time watching the game on the monitors. There's a bunch of videos of him yesterday.
Yeah, that's a nice segue into the next topic, which we'll get to right now, actually. I thought that was at the end. Giannis, who was it that called him a Pippin? Do you remember who it was that sent that tweet? Was it Richard Jefferson?
Yeah, it was Jefferson going back with Pippen, and then Pippen sits on about how many rings you got or some shit like that.
Yeah, or Jefferson, he said, is Giannis a Pippen? LeBron James was a Pippen, which that's a topic for another day. We could go on for an hour about that, but Pippen said, asked Jefferson, who were you as a player? That's what it was.
Oh, right. Yeah, he's like, if Giannis is a Pippen, who the fuck are you?
That's what Yeah. So Giannis, is he a Pippen? That's a great question. The Bucks are down 3-1. They win a game yesterday, finally, right? He's on the floor for the whole second half. Now, I've watched a lot of sports. An injured player, this often happens. This isn't like they get motivated. They want to show out because their superstar got hurt. I mean, sure. It's not like it's a rally. Yeah. So tell me your opinion. Shape of the Bucks. Is Giannis a Pippen? Does he have it in him to win a ring?
He's better than Pippen, but he's obviously not like Jordan or even LeBron at that matter of fact. Purely as a player, he's better than Pippen. But I don't know if he can be number one. He could be number one on a championship winning team if he has if his team is built kind of like Golden State. Like if he has a Klay Thompson, like an all-time great shooter around him, an all-time great defender like Draymond, just a garbage guy type of guy. But like unless it's set up perfectly, I don't think he can be a number one.
So here's my question with like those things. And I agree with you, but Chris Middleton's not exactly a bad scorer. You've got the Lopez's there as well.
He could be their Klay Thompson.
I think they have the pieces in Milwaukee. I think it's a Giannis issue personally. Like to me, here's the thing with Giannis for me, right? So Giannis is great, right? Great defender. Absolutely one-dimensional on the offensive side, though. Like, there's a meme going around that he only plays one play, which is HB dive. Which that's what he does. I mean, even yesterday when he was dom, I mean, he like how, there is no like no mincing.
He had 19 points in like a quarter and a minute.
Yeah. I mean, he was going to score 50 or 60 yesterday. They were winning that game. They were winning that game. Like, the Heat were demoralized. 100%. Jimmy Butler was a little out of rhythm. So, I mean, that was their game to win, period. They should have won game three. They were up late for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
To me, man, I think the problem is that Giannis doesn't have the range for when the defense clamps down in the fourth quarter. Like,
one-dimensional, like you said. It's one play.
Yeah, and that was the problem with LeBron for the longest time. Like, now, he wasn't quite as one-dimensional as Giannis is right now, but at one point, LeBron, you don't care if LeBron shoots a three-pointer in the clutch. Like, that's not something you worried about. His range didn't come until really last 3 or 4 years. I just think that Giannis go ahead.
So LeBron, that stigma was with him until he went to Miami, in my opinion. That's when he started being able to shoot and do other things other than just drive to the basket, foul, or dunk on somebody.
LeBron picked
that up when he went to Miami, in my opinion.
I mean, that's where I think Giannis is going, though. That's kind of where my point is. And I'm glad you said that because it makes it a little easier to get there without buffering through the point I'm making. But, Giannis has to go somewhere else. Now, I think he's going to Miami. That's a topic for the offseason. We'll get there. When he's not a free agent until next year. I highly doubt he's opting out. I mean, I highly doubt he's going to sit until he gets traded or anything like that. It's bad for money for him. But I think Giannis has to go somewhere else. I think he needs another player that builds him up. You know,
for sure. I think if he goes to Miami, that's a better system too. Like better coaching, better. They're proven. I should say.
Yeah.
They're proven.
Well, Spoelstra's fucking amazing too. Like he's just amazing. You think the Bucks are going to take another game? I think they're done tomorrow.
Yeah, I think that it was kind of just a rallying around Giannis type of thing last night.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Giannis is out.
2 nights ago, I guess.
Yeah, Giannis is out again tomorrow. So, I think that's it for him. Let's talk about the Lakers Rockets series. Our boy Steven over here, he's pulling on those Rockets, and he's pulling for those Rockets.
We'll get into Steven on another episode.
Sure, the hell will. Absolutely. When LeBron wins that ring, we'll talk about it. But Lakers Rockets, they're all tied up. Westbrook disappeared. Harden still did his thing. This is the thing with the Rockets, right? Like, now, this series is not over. This series is probably going 5 or 6 games, which I think we both told them that was probably where it's going. Maybe 5. I think they shoot well. They're shooting well enough. Everyone in Houston except Westbrook is playing well enough right now to push that to 6 games. Man, D'Antoni can't win a ring, man. He can't. Not in that system. Not the way he coaches. He ain't winning a ring. I'm just going to call it what it is.
Doesn't give a shit about defense.
Hey, they're the number one defense in the bubble, though.
Are they, like, okay, so are you taking their defense really over the Bucks and, like, Celtics or even Heat defense?
I mean, what matters is how they're performing right now. So, I mean, they did play good defense on LeBron in game one. They got eaten alive.
No, they did, for sure.
They're just too small to play against Anthony Davis and LeBron. They ate them up. I mean, they ate up the Rockets interior.
That's my point, though. I do care what stats say when they help my agenda, of course. But other than that, like, do you really? If are you taking the Rockets defense? Like I said, over the Celtics or like the Bucks, if everybody's healthy, of course.
I mean, I would take the Rockets defense right now over the Lakers. They don't really have any perimeter players that can really do anything, which is why the Rockets are an issue. Over the Bucks, no. I mean, no. I wouldn't take them over the Clippers defense. I wouldn't take them over the Nuggets defense.
If you're being, I'm a little biased, obviously, but the Celtics may be playing the best defense in the bubble at the very second.
Did you
just watch the game tonight?
I did. The Celtics are playing the best ball in the
Raptors, killed them.
Yeah, other than the last two games, which I don't know, I really expected them to end up sweeping, but I'm glad they didn't. The Celtics are playing the best ball out of anybody right now. Lakers series, though, Westbrook disappears, 10 points, 7 turnovers. I mean, Westbrook's I didn't realize it. Until, because I love Westbrook. I love watching this dude ball out.
I love him.
He's another guy that's an issue in the playoffs, man. And it's weird.
Disappears.
Like, is that why KD left?
He's a baby Giannis.
Go ahead.
I think Giannis is going to do almost exactly what KD did, to be completely. Like, he's going to lose to the Heat and then go to the Heat. KD lost to the Warriors, went to the Warriors. I think it's almost going to be an exact scenario, to be completely honest with you. These would fall right in the footsteps, KD. But obviously, there's no way it doesn't have anything to do with why KD left, right? I mean, if he loved Westbrook, thought he could easily win a chip with him, he's not going to leave. Why the hell would he leave there? Has to do with Westbrook.
Right, for sure. I mean, it has to do with Westbrook. It's just crazy to me that, like, these guys, you don't realize it, and everything's, like, under a microscope right now because we're paying more attention to sports because we had so much time off from sports with COVID and everything.
We have nothing to do.
And there's nothing to do. Yeah, I mean, I'm working for... I'm back at work, so it's basically, like, real life to me. Ain't shit different now.
I'm at, like, other people.
Yeah, no, God, there's no... I mean, it's not like you can go to a bar and watch these games where you're drunk and not paying attention to them in, I guess, half the country? Exactly. Whatever. But Westbrook, I'm looking at his stats from last night. Dude shot 27%. Even in their win in game one, man, he only shot 42%. 20% from three game one, 14% from three last night. That ain't going to do. I mean, that's Pandemic Paul from the Mavericks Clipper series.
It's just, you want to simplify it, it's the hot and cold. He's the best player on the court or absolutely irrelevant, and he kills you. Because he won't stop. He can shoot 0 for 5. He'll just keep yucking him up there, trying to shoot himself out of the slump. And he's not a shooting player. You've watched all the Rockets games against the Lakers, at least, right?
Yes.
First two games, anyway?
Yep.
He just pulls up like he's fucking Curry. He just, I'm 0 for 8, let me just yuck it over Anthony Davis and shit. Like, what the fuck is that? Doesn't make any fucking sense.
It doesn't make any sense. I mean, that's the Rockets ball, though. That's the Rockets ball that Steven said is going to beat the Lakers. Yeah. It's not.
Yeah. Go up for 40, yeah. It's really fucking selling it.
Let's talk about your Celtics, though. I'll let you have the floor for this completely. Your Celtics, I expect some hard-hitting analysis here. Your Celtics destroyed the Raptors. They, Like, they showed up on that court. They looked at the Raptors, and they looked at them and said, you guys are from the Great White North, and I'm fucking Arya, and I have a dagger, and I'm about to stab your bitch ass, and I'm going to just take you off of this. Like, you're done. Like, you're done with this game. You're going to lose by 21, and you're just going to take it.
Boys against men.
It was rough, dude. It was rough. Tell me about the game. Tell me your thoughts.
Beautiful. Do you remember what I said after game two? Or you know?
I don't know. We say a lot in that chat. What did you say?
Oh, that's sure. Well, first I just spammed it with sweet with a broom emoji. So obviously that didn't happen, unfortunately. But you watched all five games?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I assume. In full? Game four and five. Excuse me, three and four. In my opinion, game three. Yeah, game four, we played like absolute dog shit. Game three, I honestly thought we were the better team. We just couldn't hit a fucking shot. Game four, Jaylen Brown, I think, was 4-18, 4-19, something like that.
Yeah, he was rough. I don't remember.
Game three, though, specifically pissed me off. Yeah, for sure. Van Vliet, I think, had 27 or 25 in game three. Kyle Lowry had 30-something in the double-double. Siakam might have even had a double-double. Fucking OG, of course, hit the just miraculous shot in the corner there with half a second left. And they, all that had to happen, plus Tatum didn't do shit. Kemba didn't do anything. Jaylen Brown didn't do anything. And they had to hit a buzzer beater to beat us. That I just thought it was a fraud win. I mean, obviously, it's being biased completely.
Yeah, sure.
But I thought game three for sure was a fraud win. I thought game three was an absolute fraud win. And I think this is what indicative of how different the teams are, to be completely honest with you. I think we're a terrible matchup for the Raptors. We play just as good defense as them. We have more weapons to score on offense. And we're doing it without Gordon Hayward, by the way.
So with Kemba, though, I've watched Kemba for a long time. I joked that I was going to be a Charlotte Bobcats fan. I was like, I'm going to be a fucking Bobcats fan because, like, nobody's a Bobcats fan. I never did that. I just really liked when they became the Hornets. I was like, yo, I like this hat. I think I'm going to be – like, I'm wearing a Mavericks hat right now. Like, this green and blue is – I'm just about that shit. But anyway, Kemba, you kind of take that from Kemba, though. Like, Kemba's either going to just be real incredible. His floor isn't very low, though. But Kemba,
no, Kemba's that's the difference between him and someone like Westbrook. He won't be completely irrelevant.
No. He's not going to take that bad of shots either. He's a smarter player, and he'll just defer. And you've got Tatum too. He doesn't have to be a superstar with Tatum. I do think the Celtics are playing the best ball in the bubble, even with that game. Like, it's a fluke loss. Game three, they got destroyed by game four, but they got beat. Like, losing.
You got shit on.
Losing that game to defending champions that have been playing, like, at one point Toronto was playing the best ball in the bubble, and there was really no question about it. They beat the Clippers, they beat the Lakers. I mean, they're just beating contender after contender. Fred VanVleet was looking like a superstar, about to make all the money in the offseason. Kyle Lowry is Kyle Lowry, and sometimes is quite good. But tonight, the Celtics held them to 28 points. Not that's the two of them had 28, 38 between Siakam, Lowry, and Fred VanVleet. That is really bad production. I want to say the Raptors are done, but the thing is, the way they won in game three is, like, they kind of did that on the way to a championship last year. They don't have Kawhi, but I think they're done on, what's that, Thursday? Yeah, I think they're done on Thursday. I expect the Celtics to win by 10 plus easy.
Wednesday.
Oh shit, today's Monday?
Yeah, we're recording this on Monday, yeah.
Yeah, wow, today's Monday. Ooh, that's not good. I forgot what day it was. I work tomorrow. That's a good thing I didn't have to work today. So we just finished watching Denver versus the Clippers. I'm going to say this first.
What a fucking game that was.
Clippers, yeah, great game. That Michael Porter Jr. dunk was fucking ridiculous. That.
Unbelievable.
I'm gonna say this. I'm looking at stats for the Celtics. I'm looking at for the Clippers and for the Nuggets. They're pretty even. Man, I do not think that. I really, honestly, am not sure that I think that. I don't think the Clippers are a title winner, man. There's just something about watching them play, and it's not. They're not bad. Yeah, we saw it with the Mavericks. We know if the Mavericks had Kristaps Porzingis, like, do they win the series? I mean, probably not, but they shouldn't have gone to six.
Seven?
They should have gone seven, and they shouldn't have gone to six with Luka. I mean, they were playing Luka and Kleber, and they got taken to six games. Yes, Luka played out of his damn mind all but one game. Sure. But even as a Mavs fan, I can tell you we should have lost in five. We should have lost in 4 or 5. We had no business hanging around with the Clippers. They're a much better team. But there's just something missing, and I don't know what it is. It's like Kawhi is on a different level than everybody else on that team. And I don't get it.
Who the fuck is Paul George in that one game?
I think he actually played pretty well tonight. He had 30 at one point.
Was it game 5 against you guys or game 6? He just went completely off.
It was 5. It was right after Luka hit the game winner. So it's game 5. Paul George had 32 tonight. Kawhi only had 23. Kawhi had shot 9 of 19 because that's what he does in the playoffs. He ain't shooting over 50%. He's going to throw a bunch of shots up and he's still going to hurt you because that's what he does. Sure, they put 56 up between the two of them. I just don't think they should be going 4 or 5 games with going 5 games with the Nuggets. I really thought they were going to sweep them, and I think they should. Am I crazy? Am I discounting the Nuggets too much?
After game one, I thought the Clippers were for sure going to sweep them. That was just a fucking massacre, game one. But it could have been with the Nuggets just kind of playing so many fucking games. The Clippers had like a week off, it seemed like. But could it be that they're just one of those, like, quote-unquote, like, just top elite teams that just don't give a shit until, like, the conference finals?
I mean, it does seem like that, right? Like, they always get up for the Lakers. I mean, game one of the season, which was almost a year ago now, which is crazy, with the last year. Like, legitimately, like, almost a year ago. By the time the finals are over, it'll have been
11 months ago.
Like, a whole year of basketball. Yeah, maybe. I mean, I don't know if it's just that it's Paul George I don't care for. Kawhi's incredible. I hate him, but he's incredible. And he can take you to a title on his own. We know this.
Shown you that.
I don't feel good about their title odds, and they should be the runaway favorites. They have more depth than the Lakers. They have better perimeter defense.
They're more depth than anybody.
They should, they should easily be winning this, but I don't think so. I'm not sure they're going to get past Denver.
I think they'll beat Denver. See, it's fucking tough because in the back of my head, I really think they're just a team that just doesn't give a fuck until, like, they have to. Look what happened in game 5 and 6. Game 5, rather, against the Mavericks.
Yeah, Paul George had, 40.
35 or something like that in game 5? And then game 6, they obviously close out the series. And then this game 1, they just beat the shit out of the Nuggets.
Yeah.
And then tonight, they fucked up the Nuggets. Well, at the end anyway. Fourth quarter, they just
defense clamped down.
That's the Kawhi. He'll go 9 for 20 or 9 for 19, but those 9 shots will fuck you. And then he'll play the best defense in the league on the other side of the court. So I think they know they can turn it up if they have to. So they just kind of, I don't want to say they don't try. I'm not going to fucking say that. It's the playoffs. But kind of like they love, what's the stigma about LeBron? Game 1, he uses to scout the other team.
Yeah.
And honestly, how can you argue that at this fucking rate?
Yeah.
I think they just, if they play the Lakers, assuming in the conference finals, I don't think we'll see this just lackadaisical ass shit they seem to be pulling once or twice a series.
Well, I mean, we'll see. It should be. I mean, Adam Silver definitely wants it to be Clippers versus Lakers. The best possible matchup is Clippers versus Lakers. Way too early with the teams that are left. I think we're getting Lakers Celtics. I think that would actually be best for the NBA right now. Versus, like, viewership wise, like, with football coming on, there's going to be NBA Finals games at the same time as the NFL, which sucks. That's going to suck.
Fucking garbage. Especially on Monday night or something?
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be awesome, but awful at the same time. Like, I'm going to have to double screen it. That's fine with me. But, way too early for me is Lakers Celtics. I don't know if that's what you agree with.
I'm not going to argue with the Celtics, but yeah. No, I thought for the beginning of the year it was going to be Celtics-Lakers, but that's partial wishful thinking. And how can the NBA not want Celtics-Lakers? That's right. Like the NFL. What do they want? Mahomes versus, like, Brady this year, probably, right? Like, of course, it's the dream matchup. That's just what you want, Celtics-Lakers. That'll never go away, like, as the biggest rival, maybe even sports, to be honest.
Actually, the best – we'll talk about this on Quick Slants. But the best viewership for the NFL for the Super Bowl would be Brady versus Belichick. I think that has the most intrigue.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't want to. I already said the Celtics. I don't want to do the Pats.
You don't want to be super biased? It's okay. When bias is right. So we talked about the bubble. We've been in the bubble here. And just so you know, guys, as we get through this, CJ and I sound like we're going through this stuff pretty quickly. I don't want to take up all your time with a big long hour, 1 hour podcast. If we can hit this stuff in 30 minutes,
right.
We want to hit this stuff in 30 minutes. So I'm hoping we can keep all of our episodes like that for you. Let's real quick talk about the bubble performances. We saw Devin Booker break out. Not really a breakout, just people actually could watch him play. Devin Booker's been doing this for years now. He's absolutely incredible. Great scorer. Decent defender.
Dropped 70 on our Celtics. I was at the game in the Garden.
Oh, boy. That's, man, as a basketball fan, it sucks when you
see people. We won by like 30.
Oh, that's right. Wow. Crazy.
We blew them out. He dropped 70 on us. We gave him a standing ovation at the end of the game because we blew him out, so we didn't really give a fuck. But he hit a shot with like 8 seconds left to hit 70, and we all just went fucking crazy.
Man, it's crazy when that happens against your own team. As a Baylor football fan, that happens to me a lot. Luka went banana. I mean, Luka is just Luka, man. I mean, he had his breakout performance in the playoffs where he dropped a 40-point triple-double and a game-winning shot. But, I mean, Luka's been doing this for 2 years, so I don't know why this is a breakout. Donovan Mitchell was incredible in that first round. It's an absolute bummer he had to go home. Jamal Murray has been not great in this series but was awesome last series. And no one's talking about Jason Tatum, but Jason Tatum has been incredible.
Because he doesn't have to do what they do.
He didn't have to talk. Yeah, he didn't have to talk and do what they do. The NBA's in good hands. We also have Ja Morant, who was playing well in the bubble. Zion is Zion. Who's the future of the NBA, CJ?
I mean, my bias is going to come back into this one, but I said this in the chat. Tatum, and I'm not saying he's as good as these two players, so Let's fucking relax here. But he has the Kobe mentality. You can see that Kobe was his idol in the way he plays. You can just tell. He has that, fuck you, I'm going to hit this shot, and you can't do nothing about it. He has that attitude in him. And then you can't help by his body shape, a little bit smaller, but his body size, how just smooth he is with his dribbles, but how big he is. There's a little KD in him, in my opinion. Just how smooth he is at that long, that height. He's just KD and Kobe. Not as good as either of them. At this rate, anyway, this state of his career. But I think it's Tatum. Donovan Mitchell, to me, I think he's a better shooting version of D-Wade. Not as good as D-Wade in other aspects, but he's better shooting than D-Wade ever was, in my opinion.
Yeah, D-Wade, what made D-Wade so... What made D-Wade so good was that his defense was so freaking good. Like, D-Wade was just such a great defender at the two spot, and that was tenacious. At a time... Yeah, and there's that a time that there weren't that, like, there weren't just that, like, people loved Tayshaun Prince back then because people didn't play defense like Tayshaun Prince and LeBron James did at the three. Like, you had Carmelo Anthony who just wanted to jack up shots because the three didn't have dudes like LeBron to have to deal with. Tatum, I think, because he plays in, here's the thing, you got to think of where these guys play too. They want Zion to be the future of the league, but. I think Ja Morant has a much brighter future than Zion. I'm not even taking Zion as the most outstanding prospect in the rookie class. Is he the most dynamic? No. Will he have the most marketability? I'm not even sure that's true. I mean, Morant is incredible. You've also got Luka. You've got Tatum.
I don't even put Luka in that. I think he's already in the top five players in the league. So he's younger than everybody we just named. But I don't even throw him in there. Like, he's just that much better.
And he's been a pro for like twice as long as all these other guys. Yeah, that's fair.
Like 8 years.
It's probably Luka and Tatum. You got Luka just because of the sheer ridiculousness of his skill. Doesn't matter that he plays in Dallas, and Dallas is in the big NBA market. But Tatum does. I mean, Tatum's a good shout. He does play in Boston. It's a legendary place. It's like if the Lakers were to draft a really great player, or Anthony Davis stays after LeBron is gone. I mean, these guys just feel.
Or if they drafted Tatum instead of Lonzo Ball.
but I would never have gotten to see LeBron and AD play together, and that would have been a bummer. God, that would have been
Tatum and LeBron isn't a bad shot though.
No. But Tatum, I like him as an option for the future of the NBA because of where he plays. Boston's legendary. Depending on where you play, you get elevated to a different reason. It's just like Derrick Rose, man. When Derrick Rose was doing his thing years ago, he was the future of the NBA before he had those injuries. If anybody that argues he wasn't the future is fucking crazy. But he played in Chicago, man. LeBron, Michael and his six rings. I mean, you play in Chicago and you, like Jimmy Butler, when Jimmy Butler was there, why did we love Jimmy Butler so much? Because we thought like, man, Jimmy Butler could really do something there in Chicago. I mean, it depends where you play a lot of times. This has been our first episode though here of Hoop, there it is, here on Shooting the Sports Dish. Hope you enjoyed it. We're hoping to keep these episodes around this amount of time. Make sure you check in here on the YouTube channel every single day for daily betting odds for daily-ish starting next week, where we highlight everything going on and a different sport covered every single day. Pretty good stuff. CJ, anything you want to put over before we get out of here?
No, you can just find me on Twitter at WNWFaria, F-A-R-I-A, and
yep.
Sports on YouTube.
And I've got my stuff down below at Tony on Sports. That was at Smart to Death, if you happen to recognize me or my voice for some reason, because you got here from all of us that were wrestling writers or wrestling content creators, some still, some not anymore. But check us out there. We'll see you next time. This has been Hoop There It Is. Adios.